Welcome to this guided self-Reiki meditation for Reiki practitioners. In this meditation, we will be using the powerful frequencies of Reiki. The Reiki 2 are higher symbols combined with the beautiful yet powerful Hawaiian forgiveness meditation called Hopunu'uknu. This is a companion meditation to episode 12, where we learned about how important letting go of unforgiveness is and how it can keep us from progressing in life and as a healer. This meditation focuses on either you forgiving someone or asking for forgiveness from someone else. You can also adapt this meditation to focus on you forgiving yourself for a situation in your life which you are having trouble forgiving yourself. Whenever someone hurts us in this life, or whenever we have hurt someone, it can create painful memories. Remember, forgiveness is not about the other person, it is all about you. So please be ready to feel whatever it is you need to feel, even if it is painful, in order to release what is no longer serving you and what is keeping you from living the full, happy life that you deserve. You need to be ready to release whatever comes up, so please only attempt this meditation if you are ready to completely release and to forgive. Some issues of unforgiveness are so deep-rooted that it may take more than one session of this meditation to completely forgive and let go. If this is the case, it is important not to judge yourself, but instead to congratulate yourself that layer by layer this situation will be resolved once and for all. As each layer reveals itself and falls away, it makes room for brighter and happier things to fill its place, leaving you feeling much more free and lighter. As always, please do not attempt this meditation while driving or having other distractions, as this will take away from the power of this meditation. As discussed in episode 12, essential oils that are wonderful to help assist with forgiveness are used in this meditation. Please rub them now on your heart chakra to support you during this process. Whenever you are ready, make yourself comfortable. You could be lying down in bed before sleeping at night, or sitting down in the lotus position. Please find a position that is comfortable for you, and whenever you are ready, take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath. Inhale. And exhale. Let's go ahead and inhale and exhale. Let's do one more. Inhale and exhale. A ball of bright divine light descends into your crown chakra from above you. Imagine this light moving down from your crown, down your neck, into your shoulders, soothing and clearing out any tension you might be carrying from your day. This ball now moves down into your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, and down into your root chakra, soothing any of these areas as it descends. It now moves into your buttocks, thighs, your knees, shins, and calves, leaving a soothing, relaxing energy wherever it goes. It now moves into your feet, and as it does so, this ball turns into a bright cord of light, sinking into the earth, grounding you to the earth's energy. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, imagine this cord sinking even deeper into the core of the earth, completely grounding and centering you. You are now completely grounded to the energy of Mother Earth. At this time, think of a problem bothering you. It could be from someone who hurt you, or someone you hurt, or some part of yourself that you need to forgive. It could be anything. Go ahead and think of the situation and draw the master symbol if you are attuned to this symbol, and Honsha Zeishonen connecting to the concerned person. If you are not attuned to the master symbol, simply draw Honsha Zeishonen intending to connect to this person. Picture this person in your mind's eye and think deeply about the person and situation, and just allow yourself to feel the emotions. It might be a bit painful, and that is okay. You need to think about it in order to release it and to have closure. Go ahead and draw the Seiheiki symbol if you need emotional support during this time. Keeping a clear image of this person in your mind's eye, talk to this person as if they are standing in front of you. Really tell this person how you feel. This step is very important, so please tell this person everything you need to in order to let go of the issue and have closure. Do not hold back. There are reasons why you feel the way you do, and they need to be expressed at this time. As you talk to this person, listen to what they have to say. Was there a reason they did what they did? Was there a reason why you did what you did? Although actions do not always justify behavior, understanding why they did what they did can sometimes help us not to feel so hurt by their actions. We will take the next 5 minutes now for you to really dialogue and listen to this person. If you are not done talking with this person, please pause this recording now so you can finish before moving on to the next step. Now comes the forgiveness, the releasing, the new you. Keeping a clear image of this person in your mind's eye, even if they were the person who wronged you, we're going to go ahead and say the following. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Keep repeating this as many times as needed until you feel satisfied and lighter. You can add a choke array symbol to add power to this statement. We will take the next minute of silence now to continue this dialogue of I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. If you need more time, please pause this recording and resume whenever you are ready before moving on to the next step. At this time, you should be feeling much lighter about the situation, and we will be sending this person love and light before we close this meditation. Still keeping this person's image clearly in your mind, imagine them as happy, healthy, and whole. Free of any worry or doubt. See this person as the divine being they are, just like you. As you imagine this, surround this person with beautiful, bright, white, divine light. Or you may choose to use another color of your choice, which symbolizes divine energy. Take a moment now to surround this person with that beautiful light. This person is now happy, healthy, and surrounded by bright divine light in your mind's eye. At this time, with this image clearly in your mind, send this person loving and kind thoughts. Sample phrases that you could use are, I love you and have completely forgiven you. May you go in peace, love, and light in all that you do. I wish you well and send you much love and happiness in your life. Take the next couple of minutes of silence now to continue to send your own loving affirmations to this person. If desired, go ahead and send the Seiheiki symbol out to this person as you do this portion of this exercise. We are now going to move into cutting any energetic cords this situation may have caused. Please refer to the prior episode, episode 12, for more information on energetic cords. With the image of this person still clear in your mind's eye, take a moment of silence to tune into your body to see or feel any energetic cords that might be attached to this person. Keep in mind, you might find more than one cord. Whenever you are ready, picture a pair of scissors in your mind's eye. Starting with the first cord, picture these scissors cutting the cord completely. While the cord is being cut, you can say the following in your mind: I cut and completely release this cord, and as I do so, I intend that the situation or situations that created this cord no longer have any effect on my mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. I release this cord to the light with this intention. Take a moment now to see this cord literally being released and being severed. Imagine it disappearing into a ball of bright divine light. Whenever you are done cutting a cord, place your hands on the area of the body that this cord was attached to and begin to send Reiki to this area, filling it up with beautiful life force energy. It is important when cord cutting that we fill the energetic space the cord once occupied to prevent any other energies attaching to this space. We will take the next 3 minutes now to send Reiki to this area this cord once resided. Thank you. If you have more than one cord to cut, please pause this meditation now and continue cutting all energetic cords, sending Reiki to them as needed. At this point in the meditation, you should be feeling lighter and happier. Place your hands on your heart chakra, sending Reiki to your heart center. Take the next moment of silence now to really tune in and enjoy the feeling of light and happiness that is within you. Whenever you are ready, draw a choke array symbol over your solar plexus chakra to seal in the energy. You can say something like, I seal this energy in with divine love and light. I seal this energy in with divine love and light. I seal this energy in with divine love and light. When you are finished, go into the Gassho position, the prayer position in Reiki, and give thanks and gratitude to our spiritual guidance, whoever that is for you, for all the love and healing that just took place. You are now happy, light, and at peace. You are free of unforgiveness. Thank you for joining me, Patricia Keene, in this meditation. Please don't forget to check me out at www.realreikirealife.com. Namaste.